Rishami Peya Daf Chaf Zayin. The Gemara continues a discussion of the Machlokes, the Chacham min Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara begins and said that Amri Chavrai Kumad Rav Yossi. The Chachamim asked or argued in front of Rav Yossi. Lomali Rabbi Akiva, what do you have to say that what? That Rameo agrees with Rabbi Akiva. I'll tell you, really, I feel the Rabbanon. It can even agree with the Rabbanon. They can even hold like the Rabbanon or argue with Rabbi Akiva. How could they hold like the Rabbanon? The Tanan Taman. We learned in the Mishnah that's coming up that says, Amachlik B'tzolin Lakin Bashuk. A person goes ahead and pulls out the moist onion stalks in order to be able to sell in the marketplace. Makai Nivation Lagaran, but the dry ones that he has, he keeps for storage. In other words, he harvests, but he does it in two different stages, two different times. So the ones that are moist that ripe first, he takes them out to sell them. And the ones that are still in the ground, he waits for them to dry, and then he brings them to storage to use for himself, using a storage house. So what do we see from here? L'chayri, this Mishnah is not Mishnah like the Chachamim. And the Mishnah before is the Chachamim. We assume it's the Mishnah is the Chachamim. Yet we see that Lachi is, we consider these two things, the Lachan and the Yavation, as two separate Minim. And they're separate Alachas, the Gabi didn't pay up. So Mamela, why did Rav Yochanan have to say the Rav Meir agrees with Rabbi Kiva? Not like the Chachamim, I could tell you, even if he agrees, even with the Chachamim, who also seem to hold that the state that they're shtei minim, that Lach and Yavesh are considered shtei minim, and the Lach would apply the same thing the Gabi didn't pay as well. That they also, the Chachamim also look at it. When you harvest it separately, when you take one part, the right part for the Shuk and the other part for the Geirin, so that by definition it's shtei minim. So if it's shtei minim, then the Chachamim would agree as well. So why do you have to say Dafka Rabbi Kudra Bekivin on the Kunta Racham? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says no. Rav Yochanan is correct. Why? Shaminan Sheik v'Garin Shnei Minim. We could explain the Mishnah that the two Minim, Sheik and Garim, that you have you pluck the onions, the betzalim, to sell in the marketplace, and the other part that you're going to use for Garim for storage. So therefore, you can say there that's considered a Shnei Minim, two separate purposes, two separate reasons, two separate times. But Lach V'Yavish Shnei Minim, who said that you can learn out that it's something that's Lach V'Yavish is considered Shnei Minim. Maybe if it's moist and it's dry, it's still one din, it's still considered one min. And Memela, therefore, you can't learn out Shnei Minim. Ma'ashen Kain, the Shreik V'Garim with two separate purposes. One is for sale and one is for Garim, for storage. That itself is definition of Shnei Minim. So maybe there's Shnei Minim. But our case is not considered Shnei Minim. And therefore, the Chachamim say for the you say it's like Rabbi Akiva, not like the Chachamim, because you have no right that the Chachamim would say Shnei Minim in such a case. So like the Gemara, Chetzi Lach v'Chetzi Lavish. What about a case is where you have a field that half of the field is Lach, is ripe, the other half is Yavish. So what's the halacha? Half Rabbi Akiva Moida. Even Rabbi Akiva's Moida, that one payah is sufficient. That you can have one payah. Why is that? Because Lamaisa, when it's still growing together, it's still considered one harvest. In other words, when we talk about the idea of peyel kalecha v'yachad, is where you have part that you cut off and the other part still in the ground growing. So then we say each one has its own din peyel kontra b'kiva. But over here, in a case when it's two, both harvests are one, and you're harvesting both the lach and the yavish together, it's chetzi lach and chetzi lavish, so even Rabbi Akiva was going to be moided that it's considered one min, and memela, one pay is enough. Even Rabbi Akiva would moid in such a case. That Chacham agree where you have the dill and the mustard in three different places, they get pay from each one. The vice versa, you see, according to the Mishnah, that they agreed. The Chacham not argued Rabbi Akiva there. And therefore, everyone seems to agree in such a case. So, maybe if they agree, then halakha would be that's considered as if it's Shtei Minim, then halakha would be over here as well. So why did Kakadis say Rabbi Akiva would offer Rabbi Akiva's moda in a case would be considered one payah if it's lach katzi lach v'chatzi yavish? No, halacha would be like the case of stem chardel or shavas. You plant shavas or chardel, but shosh makomos. Rabbi Akiva would agree that it's considered as if it's a chatzilovitz considered as if it's separate dini payah. So therefore, l'chayro, you can't say that Rabbi Akiva holds moda to rachachomim that it's considered one payah. L'chayro, each one's considered a separate mint. So the Gemara, just Agav, learns that the halakha we say Shavas v'chardel, the halakha would be considered as if it's separate minim, and the halakha would be therefore considered as separate, as if it's separate din peyah. The Gemara says, "Be no, the halakha of the Mishnah is Shavas losh makomos, v'chardel losh makomos. Not that they're mixed together, but you have Shavas divided up into three, which is one, and chardel divided up, most of it divided up into three different places. So each one together is separately is considered as if it's a, not talking about that where you did the Shavas and the Chadol together. That's not what we're talking about, because of course that would be considered separate. It's separate minim. Of course it'd be considered that you have to have separate payas in each one. But talking about a cases where it's in the same, it's only Chadol in three places, or it's only Shavas, only Dil in three places. The other question would be, is it a din of payah of one din or not? That's what the Gemara is clearing. We're not talking about a clearing in a situation where they're separate minim, but even where they're mixed, the minim mixed together. But even here where the minim are separate, the question is it three? Is it considered in a separation between the same chardel? Is it considered shtei minim or not? That's where you have the shaila and the machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Shmuel tells us, what's the reason why a Chachamim would say that it's considered a separate min? What would they say? Therefore, you have to have separate payas for each one, because the Chachamim Shmuel explains, because the first one is not, that ripened, is not wait for the last one. So mainly each one's considered separately. They're separate. You didn't plant them, they should be harvested together. When you planted them, these things grow independently. They grow separate different times. So mainly when you planted it, you knew one's going to be, you're going to harvest the one part, the other part's still going to be growing. So mainly therefore, the Chachamim would say, in such a case, it's, you don't say no sin, you don't say pay echad l'kolot. You give separate payas, and that's the halakha of the Mishnah. And that's what Shmuel says would be the reason for the Chachamim. V'yaser b'shem yokan, this is another reason. The reason why, because this Shavas and Chardel are different, is planted where they're planted separately in separate arugos, in separate patches, and therefore each patch has its own halakha. Each halakha. That's why it's in the separate. You don't. It's separate. Dinim is separate. Mafashi is separate. Maf. You don't do one pay on everyone because the arugos are separate, and if you have to separate. So the Gemara, what's the difference between the Tamar of Shmuel of Shmuel's Svara? Because the halakha is that you don't wait for the, they're made at different times. You don't wait from the first to the last. Or the case of the Teretz, the Gemara is saying of Yasa, Shav Yochanan, it's a din of arugos. The Gemara says, I'll tie to the Shmuel, Mafish, Kol, Kel, Vakelik. According to the Svara Shmuel, you separate from each separate stalk, you separate. I'll tie to Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yochanan, Mafish, Kol, Aruga. You separate from each patch. So really, the halakha is, everyone, both are considered, you don't do it one on each other. Everyone agrees that you have a separate din payah, but the question is on what? According to Shmuel, the separate payah would be on each stalk that you have separate, and according to Yochanan, it would be on each aruga, not on each stalk, but on each patch that had contained many stalks. That's where you separate it, would have its own din peya. Well, here we'll continue from the Mishnah.